Well, once again, I am a grateful believer. I am truly grateful for the victories that God has given me over my addictive self, mainly my alcoholism, and my name is Jack Still. Hi there. While I'm kind of setting things up this evening, if I could have Jeff, where did he go? Did he go get pens? No. How about Morgan? Okay, there we go. There's Jeff. If I could have Morgan and Jeff come up here. Tonight is a lesson where you participate a fair amount in it. We're going to have some quiet interludes throughout the teaching as we reflect on gratitude. You'll notice that the handout this week has an extra piece of paper in there and some longer spaces for you to write other than what we talk about through the lesson. And so I've got some little clipboards here because I know it can be kind of cumbersome writing on your, you know, lap, if you will, with just paper. So I'll have Morgan and Jeff make clipboards available for you if you want one of those, and then we'll get pens out to you if you don't already have one. I know many of you on teaching nights come prepared, and I appreciate that. And so while that's happening, let me just kind of get us set up tonight. We're back in our teaching series. As you know, we kind of mixed things up, had two testimonies in a row because we had a special guest testimony a few weeks ago. Actually, I had mentioned last week when I was teaching on relapse that Emily was supposed to be teaching our lesson tonight. It was going to be her first teaching. But as most, if not all of you know, she is with child. And with child, all sorts of crazy things happen. Obviously, I only know a little bit of that because I'm on the male side of things, not my wife's side of things. But so she's had some health issues. And so one, prayer for her would be great, but two, she just didn't want to commit to this and then, you know, have it be one of those days where she just can't make it. So she let me know a few days ago, hey, I don't think I can. I said, no problem. I'd be happy to fill in because I love this lesson as well. I mentioned last week the relapse lesson, one of my favorite lessons in CR, and this is certainly another one of them. And if you kind of where we are in our teaching series, we had the daily inventory lesson, and we had relapse, and now we have this. And these lessons, even though last week's lesson was entitled relapse, this section that we're covering is really all about relapse prevention, all about moving forward, all about how do we not get derailed. And so we talked about a few weeks ago in the daily inventory and just the various, you know, processes that we will go through to check in regularly, check in moment by moment, check in periodically. So set some time aside, maybe every month or two or three, and just check in with yourself. Because if you're not making a self-assessment, you're likely going to not be, you know, pulled back into to maybe addressing some of these issues. You know, a lot of us, when we do our inventories, and for those of you that are new and don't know what I'm talking about, we, as part of this program, not here in the big group, but when we do what's called a step study, we take and we get deep into our past, and we start really looking at what CR calls hurts and habits and hang-ups that have caused any number of damages in our lives and to those around us. And, you know, we talk about in that inventory process, keeping it balanced. And that's, you know, making sure when you're checking in with yourself that it's not just about, oh, here's all the things I screwed up on. And so tonight we're going to kind of speak to things that maybe you're grateful for, things that are going well in your life, even though that might only be 5%, you know, of your life right now, but acknowledging that. And so we want to be checking in with ourselves on that regular basis. And last week we talked about some basic tips for relapse prevention. And we took a look at that acrostic and covered a number of different areas. But it's kind of centering around really connecting or reconnecting or consistently connecting with Christ and with the Father. And so that's a great place to lead into our principle and our step tonight. You guys read Principle 7 earlier, but I want to cover it again because it undergirds this lesson. Principle 7 reads, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. All that together. But once again, very God-focused. And step 11, we saw through prayer and meditation. And we talked last week, prayer, talking to God, meditation, listening to God. We saw through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and power to carry that out. And so, very God-focused. Colossians 3:16 is our scripture that goes with that. It says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. Okay, and if you don't know what Christ's message is, it's hard for it to dwell among you richly. And so that's why you need to be reconnecting. It's all about relationship. It's about heart and relationship with God if you were to break your faith and your recovery walk down into two very simple things. And so when we looked at relapse, we talked a lot about just connecting and reconnecting with God. And then, as I said, tonight with our gratitude lesson, this kind of puts the other end of the bookends on there, is we're going to, because many times when we're doing our self-assessment, when we're doing our daily inventory, we are coming across things where we're slipping. I had a number of you approach me after last week's lesson that just talked about something in that lesson kind of spoke to you, and you were kind of maybe thinking, maybe I'm borderline moving towards that direction of relapse because these things, you know, haven't been happening. And that's good. That's called conviction, and that's a good thing. We're all about conviction in CR, not about shame. That's the enemy's realm. Conviction is what God does in our heart. And so one of the things, though, that to counterbalance that as we're doing our inventories, as we're talking to our sponsors, as our accountability partners are speaking truth into our lives, is to reflect and take some time to be grateful. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. So you have in your handout there four areas, so in the fill-in that we're going to fill in. And then after each area, before we move on to the next, I'm going to give you a little time on that one sheet of paper that has just a few lines there for you to sit and reflect. And I've asked Walter, I don't know if he's come up with it yet or not, but I've asked Walter to maybe throw some just background music on so we can kind of settle ourselves. I need this. I've been out grilling, running first to work, then grilling, and now up here. So just to take a breath and really kind of think about what it is in these four areas that we're kind of focused on tonight, you have to be grateful for. And of course, a gratitude list is something that's I think a great thing to do beyond just the four we're gonna cover tonight. So anyway, so that's what the tonight is gonna look like. So a little less talking from me, which might be a blessing for you, and more just some time with you and God and your thoughts. Okay, so let's get into our first one there. It says, so the first fill in on your gratitude handout, it says, that we need to be thankful to God is the fill-in there. And Philippians 4:6 is the scripture that maybe you want to meditate on as you're thinking about this. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, and we talked about that last week as well, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So on that blank or sheet of paper that says, where it says, I'm thankful to God, I'm just going to give us maybe 3 or 4 minutes of quiet time, maybe a little music in the background, who knows, for you just to kind of write some things down. What specifically are you thankful to God for, about God, you know, his, you know, whatever it is. Okay, so let's do that. So as the step and the principle talk about that relationship with God, you might have had difficulty in putting some thoughts down, thankful to God. That could be for any number of reasons. One, it could be maybe that relationship has not been there. And it's just like, you know, it's kind of harder or more difficult for us to write a gratitude list for a complete stranger on the street than someone we care about dearly. And so maybe that's a cue that's telling you, okay, I need to develop that relationship. I've been learning a lot about God, but not really trying to know God. And so maybe that's you. Some of you may be mad at God. There's an adversarial relationship with him right now. If you're a follower, you probably know that's not right, and you probably know that there's a part of it that is not him. He's, you know, pursuing us. But maybe it's time to have a wrestling match with God, and perhaps bring your sponsor in or accountability partner in. You know, share that. It's that's okay. I think God wants us to ask questions, to be challenged. Be prepared for a Job moment, you know, where he says, okay, let's look at our proper places here. But I think it's good that you interact with him, okay? You know, we talked a lot, so that was last week. We also talked about last week about bringing, needing accountability and needing community and needing relationships. And so that's our second fill-in tonight on your sheet there. Be thankful for others is the fill-in. And you see that on your, you know, kind of meditation there where you can drop some notes there. I'm thankful for God placing others in my life. Maybe you just want to list who those others are. Maybe you just want to talk about some of the organizations or some of the communities that you have. So let me just give you a moment for you to kind of be thankful, be meditating on others and why you're grateful for them. Grateful for a family. That's on my list. My wife was here earlier tonight, staying, working late. She works here to help get the baked beans out there. My daughter showed up unexpectedly as well. It was out in the grill. So grateful for them. Maybe people in your life that challenge you. My small group brothers, my step study brothers are all folks that challenge me. Maybe it's folks that you just have history with. I've got a group of guys. We're called the Three Kings and a Joker. I was the homecoming king. A friend of mine was the Christmas king. This was in high school. And another friend was the spring tide king, they called it. And then we got this guy that I met in college. He's the Joker, as he was. He didn't go to school with us. But they're lifelong, you know, friends who know me, have been with me at my worst, and are still with me. You know, so maybe you've got people like that. You know, the scripture that goes with that, and it's from the Message version, so it's pretty casual. I like it, though. It says, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. That's that Colossians scripture. And I really like that, to cultivate thankfulness and not going off and doing our own thing. So many times when we come into recovery, we've been isolating, either out of shame, out of, you know, all the people that used to hang around with us don't anymore. In my case, it was the place I could drink with, you know, unencumbered. So of course I went away from people. And this recovery walk and this faith walk, if you're a follower, is all about that community. So if you don't have others, and that's why we build sponsorship and accountability partners into this. So even if you come in and say, okay, everybody hates me, nobody likes me, okay, cool, we'll get you paired up with somebody that'll like you, okay? And we'll get you paired up with somebody that will hold you accountable. We'll get you paired up into a group of people that will actually listen to you and probably just say, oh yeah, been there, done that, welcome to the group. Now let's walk down this path together, okay? That's what this ministry is about. All right, the third area, be thankful for your recovery is the fill-in. Be thankful for your recovery program, it says in the handout. You know, one of the things we talked about last week in our lesson is that you need to continue to make this a priority, your recovery, formalized recovery meetings a priority. There's structure in this room for a reason, even though sometimes it seems a bit haphazard with me, you know, running it. But we do the same type of things week in and week out because that forces us to submit to a process. And that's very handy in submitting to a God of the universe, because oftentimes he's going to be wanting us to do things we don't understand. And so we get to practice that in very small form in something like a recovery ministry, and that's integral. So I'll give you just a moment to take and write down some things that you are thankful for about your recovery program, whether it's this one, you may attend others, maybe other CRs, whatever, but just what are you thankful for about your recovery journey? Maybe it's your sponsor. I put them on my list. I'm grateful for my sponsor. I'm grateful for those that I sponsor. I'm grateful for all of you that keep coming back. And I'm as grateful in a different way for those of you that it's your first night here. I'm grateful that God's given me the opportunity through this ministry to radically change my life, to do things that I were not possible and were not a reality in my life and now are quite normal, as weird as they are, in my life. And so I'm grateful for all those things. Scripture, just before we leave this one to our final one tonight, says, be thankful for your recovery. It says, as for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. So then, let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and the sin which holds on to us so tightly. And let us run with determination the race that lies before us. A lot of us and we, okay? Recovery, you're going to be sucked into a group because you can't do this on your own successfully. And so just know that. The sooner you know that, the sooner you stop fighting that, the sooner you will, your life will change. Finally, be thankful for your church is our final fill-in. And so let me just give you a few moments. Hopefully you have a regular church home. And many of you, I know it's not this one, and that's awesome. But wherever you call, church home, what are you thankful for in that? If you don't have a church home, if you don't regularly attend or worship someplace, you should do that. Tonight, when we do this in the step study, and a step study is essentially where we take about 8 months and we go real in depth. And I know ladies are just about wrapping theirs up now, and I'm sure that if you talked with them, they would tell you that there's something different about themselves from when they walked into that step study X number of months ago to today. Hopefully that's good stuff. In my case, it was. But when we look at this in the step study, many times it's the first time people that have attended that study have ever come up with a gratitude list. That's essentially what on your single sheet of paper there, you've got a gratitude list. If you're not in the habit of listing those things that you're grateful for, either mentally on a regular basis or putting pen to paper or, keys to keyboard if you're one of those electronic folks, you should do that. It's life-giving. Make this a habit. The other thing is, if you put people on your list, and probably most of you did, make sure you let them know how grateful you are for them. It's interesting, a number of you, as you got your burger today, said you were grateful for Daphne or myself cooking. Maybe you'd say that any place, I don't know. But I think that because of what we talk about a lot here, you have an attitude of gratitude. As I mentioned, if it's your first time here, you're early, Don't worry. If it's not there yet, that's okay. I didn't walk in with an attitude of gratitude. I walked in, went to the parking lot, drank some more, walked back in. That was my early days here. Okay. So, but I kept coming back. Okay. And I let the program do the work in me. I followed, I submitted. Okay. But let those people know that are on your list. That's a great experience too, just to get out of yourself. Okay. All right. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for you. And if we're not, help us. Help us with our faith. Help us with our misunderstanding. Help us with warped thinking. Lord, we know that you have our best interests in mind. And many times it takes some pretty major circumstances in our lives to get us to realize that. And I am living proof of that, Lord. You know that, and many of these people know that because they've heard my testimony. Lord, I ask that you just place on our hearts this attitude of gratitude. And not that it diminishes in any way the real struggles that many of us have, the real brokenness of this world that we live in, and the real sin nature that rears itself in us, all of us, from time to time. But Lord, we do know that your Son has paid the price for that sin. We do have a reason to be grateful. While we all have sinned and fallen short, we know that there is no condemnation because of your Son, Jesus. And if that's where we need to start, if that's the only thing that maybe is on somebody's sheet of paper tonight, that's good enough. Pray these things in your name, Lord. Amen.